The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases continues to grow in Alabama. In response, businesses are being ordered to shut their doors, people are being told to stay home, and restaurants are only offering delivery or curbside service.
No matter how long this extended break period is, our local business community is most definitely going to feel it.
Jim Page is the president and CEO of the West Alabama Chamber of Commerce. He says organizations like his, as well as business owners and their employees, need to brace themselves.
There's no question this is going to have a significant economic impact. I mean, the health and safety and well-being of citizens is first and foremost, but the economic fallout from all of this is something we're certainly trying to watch and to mitigate as much as we possibly can.
Page says it may take a moment to feel the real impact, though. This pandemic came at an odd time for a city like Tuscaloosa.
Being a university community, we're used to spring break and the certain lulls during the year when the students are gone. And so the timing of all this happening during our spring break, it won't be as noticeable and recognizable as it will be until in the coming weeks.
Page says there are ways businesses can help themselves weather the coming storm.
You know, what we're trying to do here at the Chamber over the coming days and weeks is really educating the business community on all of the federal, state, and local resources that will be available to businesses that are affected by this by way of financial assistance and other support.
There is help for individual workers who may lose hours or even their job due to the coronavirus outbreak. Tara Hutchinson is the spokeswoman for the Alabama Department of Labor. She says the state has relaxed the criteria for certain people to apply for unemployment.
Those who are quarantined by a medical professional or a government agency, those who are laid off or sent home without pay for an extended period by their employer due to COVID-19 concerns, those who are diagnosed with COVID-19, or those who are caring for an immediate family member who is diagnosed with COVID-19.
She says they've even temporarily removed some of the old requirements.
We have also waived the work search requirement for those claims that are associated with COVID-19, which means that you normally have to be searching for other employment while receiving unemployment compensation. And we've also waived the usual waiting week for these claims. The waiting week is generally the very first week of benefits, which are withheld.
Hutchinson says these claims will be treated as a temporary layoff for now,
which means they're eligible for up to 3 weeks of benefits at $275 a week. That's the maximum weekly benefit amount in Alabama.
She says many of the unemployment offices are lightly staffed right now, so there is a way those looking to file claims can do so to keep the process as efficient as possible.
Please do so online. We do have a phone access to file a claim. So many people are trying to call at the same time. Obviously, you're going to get busy signals and not be able to get through. So if you're able to do it online, that would save everyone some time.
Help is also being organized at the federal level. Terry Sewell is Alabama's 7th District's representative in Washington. She says no matter what relief bill comes through Congress, Alabamians need to remain patient.
Which is why I think it's so important that we remain calm, but we also remain prepared. And that prepared doesn't mean a run on our supermarkets. It means getting the essential things that you need and hunkering in and self-isolating, practicing social distancing, and doing exactly what the CDC and our public health department has said.
Sewell says while adhering to those orders may be tough, it's something all Alabamians need to do.
We have to be the first line of attack, we as individuals, in making sure that we're doing everything we can with our own personal hygiene to stop the spread of this virus. It's all about trying to flatten that curve. We have not, in the United States, reached that peak yet. So we have to make sure that we do all we can to flatten the curve.
She says the president is working on a plan she thinks could help individuals.
And I think it's really a great sign that White House is looking at providing direct benefits to individuals. I do believe that that is the best way that we can stimulate this economy during this crisis.
Jim Page says that's all well and good, but these businesses will need help soon.
You know, there's been talk about tax credits, you know, for businesses, which is great. But that doesn't affect cash flow right now. And so those are the types of issues that we're closely trying to monitor, trying to influence, so that we can get relief to our businesses as quickly as possible.
In the meantime, Page says there is something the community can do to help.
We're going to be encouraging the community to be more intentional than ever about supporting local businesses as much as they can in a safe and a responsible manner.
Page says it isn't going to be easy, but business owners need to educate themselves and be alert.
There is going to be help. There is going to be financial hardship, but there is going to be help out there to mitigate it. But business owners have to be proactive in taking advantage of that assistance. And so I hope they'll reach out to groups like the Chamber to help them kind of navigate those waters.
I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Tuscaloosa.